Life's challenges can often feel like an unrelenting battlefield. Marcus Aurelius, renowned as Rome's philosopher king, navigated this metaphorical battlefield with unwavering wisdom. Despite facing wars, plagues, and personal adversities, he epitomized resilience and clarity. Today, we embark on a journey to uncover seven profound Stoic principles from Marcus Aurelius. These principles aren't mere relics of ancient wisdom. They are practical tools that offer strength and clarity in navigating the complexities of our modern world. Join me as we explore how to cultivate gratitude, master our minds, and embrace each day with unwavering focus, drawing inspiration from one of history's greatest Stoics. 1. Cultivate gratitude. Imagine waking up each morning with the mindset of an ancient philosopher king, someone who ruled an empire and faced immense challenges but found strength in a simple yet profound practice: gratitude. Marcus Aurelius, the renowned Stoic philosopher and emperor of Rome, offers a timeless lesson that can transform your life today. In his Meditations, Marcus Aurelius wrote, "When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love." This isn't just poetic musing. It's a practical tool for navigating our modern, often chaotic lives. Imagine starting your day not with a rush of anxiety about your to-do list, but with a moment of reflection. Before reaching for your phone or jumping into the daily grind, pause and acknowledge the sheer miracle of waking up. This shift in perspective can set a positive tone for the entire day. Gratitude helps us appreciate what we have rather than focusing on what we lack. It's a mindset that reduces anxiety and increases overall happiness. By simply acknowledging the good in our lives, we balance our awareness of life's challenges with an appreciation for its blessings. Despite his immense responsibilities and the many hardships he faced, wars, plagues, political strife, Marcus Aurelius made time to reflect on what he was thankful for. He often listed the people and experiences that shaped him. This practice helped him stay grounded and resilient, and it can do the same for us. Here's how you can bring this ancient wisdom into your modern life. Start by writing down 3 to 5 things you're grateful for each morning. These could be anything from the warmth of your bed to the support of a loved one or the opportunity to learn something new. Over time, this practice can help you develop a more positive outlook on life and reduce feelings of stress and dissatisfaction. Modern science backs up the benefits of gratitude. Studies have shown that regularly practicing gratitude leads to better physical health, improved mental health, and stronger relationships. Grateful people tend to be happier, less depressed, and more satisfied with their lives. They also show greater resilience in the face of adversity, a key tenet of Stoicism. Gratitude isn't just about saying, "thank you," it's about cultivating an attitude of appreciation and recognizing the value in every moment. It's about shifting your focus from what's wrong to what's right, from scarcity to abundance. This simple practice can make a profound difference in your overall well-being. Tomorrow morning, before you reach for your phone or start thinking about your day's challenges, take a moment to breathe deeply and express gratitude for the gift of a new day. Remember Marcus Aurelius' wisdom and let it guide you towards a more balanced, fulfilling life. If you can start your day with a grateful heart, you'll find that you're more equipped to handle whatever comes your way with grace and resilience. Embrace this practice, and you'll discover the true power of Stoicism lies not just in enduring life's challenges, but in appreciating its beauty. Your life is a precious gift, and each moment is a chance to grow and improve. So, why not begin with gratitude? 2. Journal regularly. Imagine possessing a time machine, not to transport you through the ages, but to help you travel within the depths of your own mind. This isn't science fiction, it's the practice of journaling, a tool so powerful that it has been used by some of the greatest minds in history to navigate their thoughts, emotions, and experiences. Journaling is more than just jotting down your daily activities. It's an intimate dialogue with your inner self. Picture it as having a conversation with the most insightful mentor you could ever meet, your own subconscious mind. By putting pen to paper, you unlock a gateway to self-discovery, enabling you to explore the vast landscape of your thoughts, dreams, and aspirations. Consider the journals of Leonardo da Vinci, filled with sketches, inventions, and reflections. His notebooks were not only a repository of his genius but also a window into his creative process. Similarly, Anne Frank's diary provided a poignant, personal perspective on the horrors of war, transforming her into an enduring symbol of resilience and hope. Modern research supports the transformative power of journaling. Studies have shown that regular journaling can reduce stress, improve mood, and enhance overall mental health. Writing about your thoughts and feelings helps organize them, making sense of complex emotions and experiences. It's like cleaning out a cluttered attic, creating space for clarity and peace of mind. Imagine facing a daunting problem and finding no clear solution. Journaling allows you to break down the issue, exploring different angles and perspectives. It's a methodical process that can reveal hidden solutions and insights. Thomas Edison, for instance, used his journals to meticulously document his experiments, leading to groundbreaking inventions. Incorporate journaling into your daily routine. Set aside a quiet moment each day, perhaps in the morning with a cup of coffee or in the evening as you wind down. Write about your day, your goals, your fears, and your triumphs. There's no right or wrong way to journal. It's a personal practice that evolves with you. Journaling can also be a wellspring of creativity. By allowing your thoughts to flow freely, you might stumble upon ideas and insights that were previously buried in the recesses of your mind. It's a space where your imagination can roam unrestrained, leading to innovative thoughts, and regularly reviewing your journal entries can provide valuable insights into your personal growth. You'll notice patterns, track progress, and celebrate milestones. It's a tangible record of your journey, reminding you of how far you've come and inspiring you to keep moving forward. Writing about your emotions can serve as a cathartic release. It's a safe space to vent frustrations, express sorrow, or revel in joy. By externalizing your feelings, you prevent them from festering inside, promoting emotional well-being. Even the Stoic philosopher King Marcus Aurelius used journaling as a tool for self-improvement. His Meditations were not written for public consumption but as personal reflections to guide him through life's challenges. Through journaling, he cultivated resilience, wisdom, and inner peace. Your journal is uniquely yours. Whether you prefer writing longhand in a leather-bound notebook or typing digitally on your laptop, the format doesn't matter as much as the act itself. It's a personal journey, one that is tailored to your needs and preferences. By journaling regularly, you embark on a transformative adventure within yourself. It's a practice that not only enhances self-awareness but also fosters personal growth and emotional balance. So grab a pen, open a fresh page, and start your journey today. The discoveries you make along the way will be invaluable. 3. Practice negative visualization. Imagine preparing for a grand adventure, an expedition that tests your limits and uncovers your deepest strengths. To succeed, you don't just plan for the best outcomes, but also anticipate the worst. This strategic foresight is the essence of negative visualization, a practice deeply rooted in ancient Stoic philosophy. Negative visualization, or premeditatio malorum, the premeditation of evils, is a mental exercise where you vividly imagine potential obstacles, losses, and hardships. Far from being a pessimistic outlook, it's a method of fortifying your mind against life's inevitable challenges. By envisioning the worst-case scenarios, you prepare yourself to face them with grace and resilience. The Stoics, like Seneca, Epictetus, and Marcus Aurelius, championed this practice as a way to cultivate inner strength. They believed that by mentally rehearsing adverse situations, we become less vulnerable to shock and despair when they occur. Seneca famously advised, "He robs present ills of their power who has perceived their coming beforehand." Picture yourself standing on the edge of a cliff, looking out at a turbulent sea. The waves represent life's uncertainties, sudden changes, unexpected losses, and inevitable disappointments. Through negative visualization, You mentally dive into these waves, experiencing their cold and tumultuous embrace. When the actual storms hit, you are not overwhelmed but remain steadfast, having already navigated these waters in your mind. This practice is not confined to ancient philosophers. Successful athletes, entrepreneurs, and military strategists use negative visualization to enhance performance. Olympians, for example, visualize not just winning but also stumbling, falling, and getting back up, ensuring they are prepared for any eventuality. In business, leaders anticipate market crashes, competition, and failures to build more robust strategies. Interestingly, negative visualization also fosters a profound sense of gratitude. When you imagine losing the things you cherish, your health, loved ones, or job, you start to appreciate them more deeply. It shifts your perspective, making you more mindful of the present and less likely to take things for granted. Incorporate negative visualization into your daily routine. Spend a few minutes each morning or evening contemplating potential difficulties. Visualize missing a deadline, facing criticism, or dealing with a personal loss. How would you react? What steps would you take? This mental rehearsal equips you with a calm and proactive mindset, reducing anxiety and enhancing your ability to cope with real-life adversities. Negative visualization also helps you confront your fears. By picturing the worst, you demystify and diminish the power of fear. This can be particularly useful in overcoming anxiety and building courage. Imagine failing a major project. How would you handle it? Visualizing the steps you take to recover can lessen the fear of failure and embolden you to take risks. Consider your relationships. Visualizing conflicts or the loss of a loved one can deepen your empathy and patience. It encourages you to resolve disputes quickly, cherish moments together, and communicate more openly, knowing how precious and fleeting these connections can be. Negative visualization is a powerful tool. It's important to balance it with positive visualization. Use the latter to set inspiring goals and visualize success, creating a harmonious mental landscape where you are prepared for challenges but also motivated by the possibilities. Imagine you are a ship's captain, navigating through uncharted waters. Negative visualization is your compass, guiding you through storms and turbulent seas. It's a legacy of resilience passed down from the Stoics to modern thinkers, a timeless technique that strengthens your mental and emotional fortitude. By practicing negative visualization, you build a shield against life's unpredictability. It's a practice that empowers you to face the future with confidence, gratitude, and an unwavering spirit. So, take a moment to envision the challenges ahead, and transform them into stepping stones toward a more resilient you. 4. Focus on the present task. Imagine standing on the edge of a grand maze, its pathways winding and endless, representing the multitude of tasks, thoughts, and distractions that pull you in different directions every day. To navigate this intricate labyrinth and reach your goal, you must channel your energy into the present task, transforming your focus into a powerful guiding light. Focusing on the present task is not merely about getting things done. It's about immersing yourself fully in the moment, harnessing the art of presence. It's akin to the ancient practice of Zen monks, who achieve enlightenment not through grand gestures, but through complete absorption in the simplest of activities, like sweeping the floor or sipping tea. This deep focus can lead to a state known as flow, a term coined by psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi. Flow is a mental state where you are so engrossed in an activity that time seems to disappear, your actions flow effortlessly, and your performance peaks. Picture yourself as an artist, your brush moving seamlessly across the canvas, every stroke deliberate and confident, creating a masterpiece without hesitation. Focusing on the present task is a form of mindfulness in action. It requires you to anchor your attention to the here and now, pushing aside the clutter of past regrets and future anxieties. Imagine a samurai preparing for battle, fully present, every movement precise and mindful, his mind clear and sharp, ready to face whatever comes. In a world that glorifies multitasking, single-tasking stands as a rebel, a return to the purity of doing one thing at a time. It's about giving your undivided attention to the task at hand, whether it's writing an email, cooking a meal, or having a conversation. Think of a master chef in a bustling kitchen, each ingredient handled with care, every dish crafted with singular focus, resulting in culinary perfection. By focusing on the present task, you build resilience against distractions and mental fatigue. Your brain is like a muscle. The more you train it to focus, the stronger it becomes. Visualize yourself as a mountaineer, climbing a steep peak, each step deliberate and focused, blocking out the noise and concentrating solely on the path ahead. When you dedicate your full attention to a single task, the quality of your work improves significantly. It's like a sculptor chiseling away at a block of marble, each strike measured and precise, revealing a masterpiece from the stone. This level of focus allows you to catch mistakes, refine details, and produce work that is not just good, but exceptional. Focusing on the present task also enhances efficiency. By eliminating the constant switching between tasks, you reduce the cognitive load on your brain, making it easier to maintain momentum and complete tasks more quickly. Picture yourself as a sprinter on a track, eyes fixed on the finish line, every muscle in your body working in harmony to propel you forward with speed and grace. There's a deep sense of satisfaction that comes from completing a task with full attention. It's the feeling a craftsman gets after finishing a beautifully handcrafted piece, knowing that every detail was attended to with care. This satisfaction fuels your motivation, creating a positive feedback loop that encourages even greater focus in future tasks. To cultivate this focus, try techniques like the Pomodoro technique, where you work in focused intervals with short breaks in between. Or practice mindful breathing exercises to center yourself before starting a task. Create a dedicated workspace free from distractions, and set clear, achievable goals for each task. Focusing on the present task is not just about achieving end goals, but about embracing the journey. It's about finding joy in the process, appreciating the act of creation, learning, and growth that comes with each step. Imagine a gardener tending to their plants, each moment spent nurturing, watering, and caring for them, finding fulfillment in the act itself, not just the final bloom. Throughout history, great thinkers, artists, and leaders have understood the power of focused attention. Leonardo da Vinci, Einstein, and Steve Jobs all emphasized the importance of concentration and presence. Their achievements stand as testaments to what the human mind can accomplish when fully engaged in the moment. By focusing on the present task, you transform your everyday activities into opportunities for excellence, creativity, and fulfillment. It's a practice that empowers you to navigate the maze of life with clarity and purpose, turning each task into a step towards mastery and inner peace. So, step into the present, harness your focus, and let your guiding light lead you to extraordinary heights. 5. Master your mind. Imagine your mind as a vast, unexplored universe, brimming with potential yet shrouded in mystery. To master your mind is to become the explorer of this inner cosmos, unlocking its secrets and harnessing its immense power. It's an adventure that promises not only self-discovery but also unparalleled control over your thoughts, emotions, and actions. The journey to mastering your mind begins with understanding that it's a frontier of limitless possibilities. Like an astronaut venturing into space, you must equip yourself with the right tools and mindset to navigate this mental landscape. This requires discipline, curiosity, and a willingness to confront the unknown. Focus is your navigation system in this mental universe. To harness it, practice techniques like meditation and mindfulness. Picture yourself as a martial artist in a state of perfect concentration, every movement precise, every thought clear. This focus allows you to cut through distractions and hone in on what truly matters. Mastering your mind also involves transforming negative emotions into positive energy. Think of yourself as an alchemist, turning lead into gold. When anger arises, you channel it into determination. When fear surfaces, you convert it into caution and preparation. This emotional alchemy empowers you to maintain balance and resilience. Your mind is like a muscle that strengthens with exercise. Engaging in challenging mental activities, such as solving puzzles, learning new skills, or delving into complex subjects, enhances your cognitive abilities. Imagine a bodybuilder in the gym, each lift and strain contributing to their strength and prowess. Similarly, every mental challenge builds your intellectual stamina and agility. Visualization is a powerful tool in mastering your mind. By vividly imagining your goals and desired outcomes, you create a mental blueprint for success. Consider athletes who visualize their performance before a game, seeing each move and victory in their mind's eye. This mental rehearsal primes your brain for real-world achievement. Another key aspect is cognitive reframing, changing your perspective to view situations in a more positive light. Envision yourself as a skilled photographer adjusting the lens to capture the perfect shot. By reframing your thoughts, you shift from seeing obstacles to recognizing opportunities, transforming challenges into stepping stones for growth. Staying present is essential. Mindfulness practices, like meditation and deep breathing, anchor you in the here and now. Picture a serene lake, its surface calm and reflective, mirroring the tranquility of a mindful mind. This presence helps you respond to life's demands with clarity and composure, rather than reacting impulsively. Pay attention to your inner dialogue. The way you speak to yourself influences your mindset and actions. Cultivate a positive, encouraging inner voice, much like a coach motivating their team. Replace self-doubt with affirmations of capability and resilience, steering your mind toward confidence and self-assurance. Begin each day with clear intentions. These act as guiding stars in your mental universe, providing direction and purpose. Imagine a ship setting sail with a precise course plotted. Your intentions steer your thoughts and actions towards your goals, ensuring you remain aligned with your aspirations. Mastering your mind also means gaining control over impulses. Picture a chess grandmaster, contemplating each move with foresight and strategy. By practicing impulse control, you develop the ability to pause, reflect, and choose your responses wisely, leading to more thoughtful and effective decisions. Adopt a growth mindset, the belief that your abilities and intelligence can be developed through dedication and hard work. Think of yourself as a gardener nurturing a plant, each effort contributing to its growth and blossoming. This mindset fosters resilience, encouraging you to embrace challenges as opportunities for learning and development. Finally, be mindful of the information you consume. Your mind is influenced by what you feed it: books, media, conversations. Curate your mental diet with content that inspires, educates, and uplifts you. Imagine yourself as a curator of a fine art gallery, selecting only the most enriching pieces to display in your mind's exhibition. Mastering your mind is a lifelong journey of exploration and growth. It's about unlocking your inner potential and wielding it with skill and wisdom. As you navigate this mental universe, you'll discover that the true power lies within, waiting to be harnessed. Embrace the adventure and become the master of your mind, steering your destiny with clarity, purpose, and confidence. 6. Daily review and reflection. Imagine you are a detective piecing together the mysteries of your own life, uncovering clues and insights through a methodical daily practice. This is the art of daily review and reflection, a powerful tool to enhance your self-awareness, track your progress, and guide your future actions. Just as a detective keeps a detailed notebook of observations, you too will maintain a journal for your daily review. Each entry is a snapshot of your day, capturing key events, thoughts, and emotions. This practice allows you to step back and see the bigger picture, connecting dots that might otherwise go unnoticed. Daily review and reflection turn you into the protagonist of your own story, solving the mystery of who you are and who you are becoming. Each day, you gather clues from your experiences, analyzing what worked, what didn't, and why. This continuous loop of assessment helps you adapt and grow with intention. In a world that constantly rushes forward, daily review offers a powerful pause button. It's like hitting the brakes in the midst of a high-speed chase, giving you the space to breathe, think, and recalibrate. This pause helps you regain control, ensuring you're not just reacting to life but thoughtfully responding to it. Engage in mental time travel during your reflection sessions. Close your eyes and revisit the events of the day, seeing them unfold again in your mind's eye. This vivid replay helps you understand the nuances of your actions and decisions, allowing you to extract valuable lessons for the future. Reflection is like harvesting insights from the fertile ground of your experiences. Each day, you reap the wisdom sown by your actions and interactions. Consider your mind a vast field, rich with potential learnings. The more you reflect, the more you uncover, transforming everyday occurrences into profound personal growth. Over time, daily review helps you spot patterns in your behavior and experiences. Like a skilled detective recognizing the modus operandi of a culprit, you begin to see recurring themes and tendencies. These patterns reveal your strengths and areas for improvement, enabling you to make more informed choices. Reflection isn't just about identifying areas for growth, it's also about celebrating your wins. Each day, acknowledge your accomplishments, no matter how small. This celebration fuels your motivation and reinforces positive behaviors, much like a detective receiving accolades for cracking a difficult case. Mistakes are valuable clues in your self-discovery journey. Reflecting on them helps you understand what went wrong and how to avoid similar pitfalls in the future. Imagine a detective reviewing a case file to learn from past errors, refining their approach with each new investigation. Daily review sharpens your focus on your goals. By regularly checking in with your aspirations, you ensure they remain aligned with your actions. It's like a detective regularly revisiting the case objectives to stay on track, ensuring that every effort is directed towards solving the mystery. Transform your journal into a tool for mindfulness. As you write, engage fully with the process, letting your thoughts flow without judgment. This mindful journaling practice enhances your self-awareness and helps you connect with your inner self, much like a detective becoming deeply attuned to the subtleties of a case. Life's journey often requires course corrections, and daily reflection provides the map for these adjustments. Regularly reviewing your actions and decisions allows you to steer back on track when you veer off course. Picture a detective fine-tuning their investigation strategy based on new evidence, always adapting to uncover the truth. Daily review and reflection build resilience by helping you process and learn from challenges. Each reflection session strengthens your ability to bounce back, much like a detective growing more tenacious with each solved case. This resilience equips you to face future obstacles with confidence and determination. Ultimately, daily review and reflection deepen your self-understanding. They illuminate your values, passions, and purpose, guiding you toward a more authentic and fulfilling life. Imagine a detective uncovering their true calling through each solved mystery, finding meaning and satisfaction in their relentless pursuit of truth. Incorporate daily review and reflection into your routine, and watch as your life transforms. This practice is your key to unlocking self-awareness, continuous growth, and a deeper connection with your true self. Embrace the role of a detective in your own life, and embark on this daily adventure of discovery and enlightenment. 7. Contemplate mortality, memento mori. Imagine stepping into an ancient hall adorned with relics of the past. The air is thick with history, and the walls whisper tales of those who once walked this earth. This is the Hall of Memento Mori, a place where you confront the profound truth of your own mortality. It's not a place of fear, but one of deep contemplation and wisdom. Memento Mori, Latin for "Remember you must die," is an age-old practice that urges you to reflect on the inevitability of death. Far from morbid, this contemplation brings clarity and purpose to your life. It's like gazing into a mirror that reflects not just your face, but the essence of your being and the finite nature of your journey. Picture yourself standing at the edge of a vast, eternal sea. The waves gently lap at your feet, reminding you of the continuous flow of time. Contemplating mortality offers you a glimpse of this eternity, grounding you in the present moment and encouraging you to live fully and authentically. Death, often shunned in everyday conversation, becomes your silent teacher. It strips away the superficial and brings forth the essential. By acknowledging your mortality, you prioritize what truly matters: love, relationships, passion, and purpose. It's as if death hands you a lens through which the trivial fades, and the meaningful comes into sharp focus. Embrace the urgency of carpe diem, seize the day. With the awareness that each moment is fleeting, you seize opportunities, pursue dreams, and cherish connections. Contemplating mortality transforms you into a daring adventurer, unafraid to live boldly and deeply. The shadow of death becomes a reminder to live with fervor and zest. Imagine life and death as partners in an intricate dance. Each step taken by one influences the movement of the other. Recognizing this dance allows you to appreciate the rhythm of existence, the joys, sorrows, beginnings, and endings. It's a delicate balance that enhances your appreciation for every heartbeat and breath. Reflect on the lives of those who came before you. Their stories, achievements, and struggles echo through time, offering lessons and inspiration. Memento Mori connects you to this lineage, reminding you that you are part of a larger tapestry. Your actions and choices become threads woven into the fabric of history. Contemplating mortality grants you the gift of perspective. It shifts your focus from the mundane to the extraordinary, from petty concerns to profound truths. It's like climbing a mountain and gazing at the vast landscape below, where the hustle and bustle of daily life seems small and insignificant against the grandeur of existence. Engaging with the concept of death helps you confront and transcend your fears. It's like stepping into a dark room and discovering it's not as terrifying as it seemed. This confrontation empowers you, fostering courage and resilience. You become more adept at facing life's challenges with grace and fortitude. Embrace the wisdom of impermanence. Just as seasons change and stars fade, your life too is a transient journey. This awareness encourages you to savor each moment, to find beauty in the ephemeral, and to cultivate gratitude for the present. It's a profound realization that every ending is also a beginning. With mortality in mind, you begin to live with intention. Each decision is weighed against the backdrop of your finite existence. What legacy will you leave? What mark will you make? These questions guide your actions, ensuring that your life is a reflection of your deepest values and aspirations. Ultimately, contemplating mortality leads you to a place of peace. Accepting the inevitability of death frees you from the fear of the unknown. It's like finding a calm harbor in the midst of a stormy sea. This peace allows you to live more fully, embracing each day with open arms and a serene heart. So, step into the shadowed hall of Memento Mori. Embrace the reflections and echoes that surround you. Let the contemplation of mortality illuminate your path, infusing your life with meaning, purpose, and an unwavering appreciation for the precious gift of existence. In the dance of life and death, find your rhythm and dance with all your heart. As we conclude our exploration of Stoic principles inspired by Marcus Aurelius, remember that amidst life's chaos, these timeless teachings offer a path to resilience and inner strength. By cultivating gratitude, mastering our minds, and focusing on the present, we equip ourselves to face challenges with clarity and fortitude. Let Aurelius' wisdom guide you as you navigate your own battlefield, transforming ancient philosophy into practical tools for a fulfilling and balanced life.